BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Is that everything, Jazza?
Cheers, Joy. And how are you with all this George malarkey?
Oh, it's knocked me for six, if I'm honest. It's just bewildering. I hear he's been charged.
Aye, it's no looking good for the boy. And I hear you've had Clive coming back in here.
Oh, but Kate really gave him hell. I was dead impressed.
Considering the last time she saw me was waving a shotgun in her face. Oh. Tracy couldn't wait to see the back of your so-called brother.
Afternoon, Robert. What have you got there?
Hello.
Still well in your high vis, I see.
That's right. Present for you, Joy. Well, not for you, but for the shop.
You call that a present?
Looks like a load of recycling to me.
And that's exactly what it is.
I'm glad I'm on your Christmas list. Yes,
this is excess packaging from items bought here recently.
Sorry?
I get it.
Do you?
Robert's recycling bin is full.
What?
Is your bin full, Robert?
No. Retail outlets need to be pushing for a reduction in packaging from their suppliers. It's my sincere hope that this gesture will inspire the village shop to do just that.
I'm not sure I'm inspired to do anything other than put it in the recycling bin out the back.
Like Robert could have done if his bin wasn't full.
My bin isn't full. It's these small acts of protest that will change society for the better. Anyway, some unexpected littering near the hide. Such a hazard for the birds, so I need to clear that up immediately.
Oh, you're doing the Don't Rubbish Ambridge litter pick this afternoon, though.
Yeah.
Denise is briefing everyone at 4 o'clock. Then we'll see who's collected the most by six and won.
Robert's that confident he's already donated his winning prize.
Sorry?
The meal for two at Grey Gables.
He's not won it yet.
Well, I will. And it'll make a superb prize for the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust raffle.
Oh, dear. Young Jack's got his heart set on coming out top.
Let's hope he takes disappointment well. See you later.
Goodness.
The man's getting obsessed.
Although, it is in a good cause.
I'm so pleased we went. Dr. Malik was lovely.
Even though we completely wasted our time.
We now know you're fine, Dad, so it wasn't wasted. Now you sit down.
Well, I knew that already, Alice. One minor hiccup, that's all. Get the ice water, will you?
Oh, sure. I mean, hiccup wasn't how Uncle Tony described it, or Neil.
You've seen Neil?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was telling me about Martha's miniature garden for the flower and produce. Why?
Nothing. Oh, thanks, darling.
You're welcome.
Anyway, enough about me. How are you feeling now?
Well, surprisingly, I think I might have the lowest blood pressure in the village right now. Everyone is either furious with George and his family,
which they fully deserve,
or feeling guilty for being horrible to me, or just confused about the whole thing.
And you're not?
Mostly, I'm just incredibly positive.
I'm glad to hear it.
So you need to promise me you'll stay out of this.
Alice, we can't let George Grundy get away with something like that.
I mean it. The law will now decide, and you worrying about it will just make you poorly, and none of us wants that.
All right, point taken.
Seriously, the miracle is this whole horrendous trauma is over and we can start to live our lives again.
Well, it's very big of you to see it like that.
Well, I can choose how I see it, Dad. That's something I've learnt, finally.
Good for you, darling.
Anyway, how's things at home farm? Is the maize harvest underway?
Not yet, and Stella's glum because a lot of brown patches where crops should be. It's all that wet weather we had over winter and spring.
Well, it's the same across the whole county, Dad. Oh, you expecting someone?
Nope. You stay here, I'll go.
All day. Keep you nice and safe, eh?
Hello? Someone there? Hello?
Robert, you okay?
Ah, Jazza. Heard rustling in the bushes. I wonder what was going on.
Wow. You got all that food in the hide?
Yes. Whole bin bag. Look.
What's that rusty thing there?
Broken umbrella. Can you believe it? Those spokes could be lethal to inquisitive badgers. Ah, here's David. Hello there!
Hiya! David? Are you in training for the litter pick, Robert?
There'll be none left for the rest of us.
Well, that's fine by me after what happened to our poor heifer.
Awful.
We've been checking on the Hereford's Moor since then, but too busy to keep it up for long.
Well, people should take their rubbish home.
You in charge of the day, David?
What, for the litter pick? Well, Joy and I are announcing the result.
Oh, now, I meant to say, David, would a dog poo bin be useful down by Hayden Bridge?
Yeah, sure, why not? Can't have enough poo bins.
What's that I can see over there?
You better shoot, David. You're a busy man.
Well, actually, this is the first time I've stopped all day.
You're blocking the road.
All right. Yep, all right, I'll head off.
Bye, then.
Yep. Cheers, Ed.
Bye.
Is that... Good grief, it's a sunflower.
Is it?
I say, do you think David realises what a magnificent specimen he has growing on his land?
Let's no way I'm doing with too much trivia. He's flying around on his farm. Just give the poor flower some privacy, and I'll see you later at the litter pick.
Oh, yes, all right. Cheerio.
Well, that's blown your cover, eh? Let's hide you away nice and safe.
For heaven's sake, Dad.
The sheer nerve of the woman.
Will you calm down?
I'm perfectly calm, thank you very much.
Look, have a sip of water.
You should have seen her, Alice. Initially, so full of concern. Was I all right? Had I seen the doctor?
Okay.
Then she gets to her real point, which was that my behaviour outside the shop yesterday was, how did she put it? Oh, yes, unedifying.
Oh, dear.
And her pièce de résistance, in true Jean Harvey style, was that Jenny would have been ashamed to see me like that.
Oh.
Can you believe it? Jenny would have been ashamed, I ask you.
Well, we've all heard that line, haven't we, Dad?
What? Oh, yes. Well, look, darling, I regretted saying it the minute the words left my mouth.
It was pretty upsetting.
Of course it was.
Mostly because it was true.
Well, your mother would have been extremely proud of you now.
I know she would.
While I'm apologising, I'm sorry for telling you to plead guilty.
It's fine. You thought it'd reduce my sentence, I get that. But my instincts about what happened were right.
They certainly were. And mine were entirely wrong.
Thanks for supporting me, though, Dad. Everyone's been great.
Well, I think you need a few days to get used to the new normal. So, listen, I'm supposed to be at Rory's graduation in London tomorrow, but I'm going to cancel because you need me here.
No, Dad, you don't need to do that.
Well, I am.
At least I won't have to fork out on more regression therapy.
Well, thank goodness for that. You need to focus on your work for now.
And I will do. But this week, I hate to admit it, but I'm actually glad Carlotta's still at the stables. She's really stepped up. I wouldn't have been able to concentrate on anything.
And a cleaner countryside will benefit our wildlife, our livestock, and our whole community. So, over to Joy for the results.
Thanks, David. Today's runner-up is young Jack Archer, who collected an impressive bag and a half.
Oh.
But the winner of our litter pick, with a total of 2¾, is Robert Snell. Oh, sorry, Jack, but you did amazingly well, Pet.
Birdie, have I missed it?
Where have we been? Just one.
Well done, Robert.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Yes, someone's abandoned barbecue sauce went over me, so I needed new gloves. Denise found my litter bags, then.
She did, aye. She's carried them up.
Sorry, just pressing send.
You've needed your prize already.
Yes, the Grey Gables dinner for two prizes will be a valuable addition to the Wildlife Trust raffle. There.
Yeah. Is that the broken brolly I seen earlier?
Indeed. Why do you ask?
Good work, Robert.
Yes. Here's the voucher for the Grey Gables dinner. Many congratulations.
That's wonderful.
I'm just wondering if we're counting what was collected during the litter pick, or is it the whole day, maybe?
I assume just during the litter pick.
I don't think anyone cares, Jazza, so long as we're cleaning the village up. Denise, hey, thanks so much for your help.
Oh, yes, you've been amazing.
One of your winning bags is for earlier, Robert.
Sorry?
Denise must have accidentally counted them all.
Did she? Oh, no, I left them all together and forgot to explain.
So, you've really got 1 3/4?
Yes, but what did the runner-up get?
Jack had a bag and a half, they said.
Oh, so I still won by a quarter of a bag.
But some folk might disqualify you.
What? But it's a simple mix-up. It'd be so embarrassing to have to email Borsetshire Wildlife again and withdraw the prize.
Really embarrassing, aye? Still, poor wee Jack was shedding a tear back there.
Was he? Oh, dear.
But, hey, do you know what? You stick with your win.
You think so?
I'll say nothing.
Well, thanks, Jazza. Although I didn't deliberately do anything wrong.
But I'd appreciate it if you'd say nothing about my giant sunflower.
What? Oh, the one that... Oh, yes. I see.
But no word to Brookfield, right?
That's fine, yes. Don't mention the sunflower, eh?
This is no joke, pal. I'm deadly serious. I want to win something and all.
Do you? Well, that's... I mean, yes, of course. Mum's the word.
No, you're talking. Good man.
And there's salad too, of course.
Oh, thank you, darling. Smoked mackerel.
Yeah, well, nice and healthy.
I wish you wouldn't worry. I'm completely fine.
Well, actually, I agree.
Do you?
Yeah, which is why I messaged Rory earlier about his graduation.
He'll be perfectly okay without me there tomorrow.
Well, I thought a better option would be if we both went down.
What, you come with me?
Yeah, if Rory's got a spare ticket.
Has he?
Well, he's texting me back. He's worked hard for his degree, and things haven't been easy.
He's coped very well.
Well, anyway, he deserves to celebrate properly.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Oh, for the first time in months, I had Martha overnight last night.
Did you? Oh, how lovely. But what, didn't she settle?
Oh, no, she went down fine. Then in the middle of the night, she crawled in with me. She said, "I like you being happy, Mummy." Then closed her eyes and went straight to sleep with this enormous smile on her face.
Oh, Alice.
And I couldn't take my eyes off her for the rest of the night.
Darling. Right, look, you better see if that's Rory before we both start blubbing.
Well, yes, it's Rory. And yes, we can both go.
Well, that's decided then. It'll be a double celebration. We'll have a splendid day.
Yes, we will. And I honestly can't wait.
Thank you.